Recorded.
Okay.
Here we go. Are we ready?
All good?
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to Cabazon Water District, regular board meeting for December 16th. It's 6 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence for remembrance for our men and women in service. Okay. Have a seat, please.
Roll call. Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Kathy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
And then I have a letter from Alan Davis that you want me to read. It says, to Cabazon Water District Board and Staff, I, Alan Davis, of the Cabazon Water Board, am resigning from the Cabazon Water Board as of December 16, 2025. My health has not been in the best health lately, so I feel that the best for me and the Water District is for me and you to part ways. I want to thank everyone for being so nice. Good luck and take care, Alan Davis. So, you will not be here tonight's meeting.
Okay, so let's see. First off, let's get approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of November 18, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of November 18, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of November 18, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of November 18, 2025.
I second it.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and E, made by Director Carlin and seconded by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tischer?
Aye. All right, item two, warrants, none. Item three, awards of contracts, none. Let's move on to new business. First up is reorganization of the Board of Directors. So, I'll leave it up to you guys. Do you want to do it now, or do you want to wait until we get another board member and then do it then?
I think we should wait. I can just take San Gabriel Pass Water Agency, since Alan and I split it, I can just do both
okay.
of them.
If not, there is an alternate. Gil's the alternate if you wanted to divide it.
You want to divide it, Gil?
It would be whatever
Alan and I were dividing it. I was doing the morning one and he was doing the evening one, which is from 6 till whenever it's over.
I might interfere with my work.
He works evenings.
I can just do both of them until we get somebody else in.
Or I can do it if you need. Is it, it's on online, right?
Well,
you can go, or you can.
It's in Beaumont.
If you needed someone extra.
So you'll do them, but if you need to, you can contact her.
Okay. If Gil can do it.
Okay. I think that was the only one that he would. Yeah.
That's it?
Because the other one's the San Gabriel Pass Regional Water Alliance meeting, but you already decided on
yeah.
that.
Okay, so we are not going to do anything on that?
Correct. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll wait until we get a new director.
Okay. So moving on. Discussion action item is adoption of the five-year schedule of water rates and charges from January 2026 through December 2030. as prepared by Water Resources Economics.
We can send out the notices. We didn't get any comments at all about the REITs. I don't know. Charles, are you on the phone?
Yes, this is Charles Diamond from Water Resources Economics.
So he's present if anyone has any questions about the REIT study or anything regarding the water rates.
Does anybody have anything?
Did you guys have any?
I think we reviewed and agreed with the rates.
Yeah. So this is an action item. Mm-hmm.
And there is a resolution in here too that would get approved as well. Resolution 2025-04.
So we need to adopt the changes to the water rates and charges?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do we need to make a motion for that?
Yep.
I motion to adopt the 5-year schedule of the water rates and charges.
The resolution.
The resolution.
2025-04.
Through December 23rd.
Okay, so the motion, oh wait, I have someone has to second.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. Hold on, let me write this down. Okay, so the motion is to approve the resolution 2025-04, which is adopting the 5-year water rate schedule, made by Director Perez and seconded by Director Brock.
Yes.
Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Ginger?
Aye.
Okay. That was easy.
It's kind of easy.
So yeah. Charles, I guess there was no questions for you, so you are free to go. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a nice evening. Good night.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
Oh, Amy's gone.
Yep.
All right.
Which they did drawings during their events. I can't remember the name of the lady who does the food events over here.
Dina, I think it's.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Catherine's, is it Catherine's Kitchen that does the food?
Carol's Kitchen.
So they had a big event over there for Thanksgiving and we participated. So they had a drawing and gave away the gift cards and the pies. So.
Good deal.
Yep.
All right. Discussion action item 4, shirts for the board directors.
Tab 3.
I reached out to our embroidery company and got some quotes for some shirts. I just asked about these shirts right here that are on the picture. There's polos, one's for men's, one's for women. It's $20 for each men's shirt, $26 for each woman's shirt. If we were to buy the shirts separately, send them out there, it's $11 for just the embroidery, and then shipping is only $25, roughly.
That was a recommendation that Alan Davis put in for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I know you do also have the magnetic badges, too.
Comment, if that's allowed.
Go ahead.
We use C-sharp. Down in Cala Mesa, they just have a much bigger variety to choose from.
Okay. I personally don't see why we need the shirts, but
Yeah, that was something he brought up, so.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah, that was something we were going to vote, on anyways, so.
Yeah, to spend the money on them, I mean.
I know a lot of people come straight from work, so it's kind of hard for them to, you know, remember to bring it, so. So I guess bring that up to vote on.
Yeah, is that something you guys want to? At least it's an action item, so you can choose.
Do we want to vote?
Getting the shirts, so.
If we don't vote, is it going to go through?
Well, it's either a yea or a nay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Or, I don't know, if you guys just want me to completely disregard it, that's fine too, but it was an action item, so I do think you should vote whether you're going to purchase the shirts or not purchase the shirts.
Yeah, yea or nays.
Well, I make a motion not to purchase shirts.
And I second that, okay.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. So motion to not purchase shirts for the board of directors made by board vice chair Brock and seconded by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board vice chair Brock?
Aye.
And board chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, here we go. Discussion action, Brown Act updates, meeting attendance.
There was a new Brown Act that came out. It was an update, basically. It said, if you're going to attend, just make an announcement that you're there for roll call. Obviously, we get paid, or board members get paid to attend meetings. Make an announcement so you get recorded. And then also, when you come back to the board meeting, is there anything that you'd like to report back? So any lessons learned that would help us grow or, you know, improve that other districts are doing. So that's basically, especially the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, because there's so much information that they're relaying to all of us. So I know she attends most of the meetings and it's helpful, so.
We used to have an item on there that said that, like for the board members to come report back, but we got rid of it because it was repetitive having a representative from there. But I do think with the Brown Act requirements, it's probably something we should put back in here.
Also, for the regional one, there's usually lots of stuff in there.
Okay, so we need to put it back in. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, normally I would do a screenshot and that would basically say who was attending, but if you're calling in on your cell phone, because I can see a picture of her and whoever else is attending, but if you have a cell phone and I don't know it's you, and then we have to go back and say, was this your number? Does this mean that you attended? So it's easier if you just make an announcement. Then we get the roll call from whatever agency that you attended.
Because I know UKIPA's been doing it, because, is it Joyce?
Joyce.
Yeah, Joyce has been doing that for at least a year. I've seen her do that where she's just like, she comes in and she goes, I just need my name put in the record, and they do that. Okay. I mean, for San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance, I'm already, my name's there, and they do roll calls, so they do theirs that way, but.
Okay.
All right, so do we need to do a vote on this?
Hold on, let me finish writing this. Well, I guess I'll just say like that we're suggesting to add the updates for multi-jurisdictional meetings back to the Cabazon Water District agenda, and then also saying that board members need to announce their name and the district they're representing when they attend other meetings during
which
their public
comments.
Which
they should anyway.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so if someone wants to make a motion just saying that, just say that you're agreeing with what I just said. I know, if that makes sense. So you don't have to say all of that in the motion.
New requirements of the Brown Act updates.
Okay.
I'll make a motion
to
agree with the Brown Act updates, meeting attendance.
Second.
Perfect.
And I believe we did get this statement from Best Best and Krieger, so they sent they sent this report to us. Mm. So it just happened to be a timing, you know, when Alan Davis was asking, you know, we were asking him, you know, how can you prove that you enrolled? You know, basically, I don't know if it's your phone number or not. Because if I'm attending, I can see everybody that's there. But like I said, if it's just a phone number, I don't know.
Correct.
Okay, so motion to agree with the Brown Act updates for the meeting attendance made by Board Vice Chair Brock and made by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
All right, updates. Discussion update with Sangamon County Pass Water Agency Director, Ms. Sarah Wargo.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's see. We attended Aqua, and it was in San Diego this year. Big event. One of the directors, Mickey, actually put it up for future discussion to get onto our agenda, the possibility of sponsoring some of the smaller agencies that we represent to attend Aqua on our dime. That's not been said or anything, but that's going to be on the agenda coming up soon sometime. So, because I think it'd be really neat to get some of you guys out there to Aqua to see and go to the classes, see what's going on, and I get that it's out of the budgetary concerns. I know it was 8 years ago before, nine maybe, that we went to Tahoe. You weren't on the board. But sometimes those are nice to get out and see what's out there. You get to see the vendors and all the stuff. Hell Hydrants 3 and 4 are now up and working. They're still having some issues with one of them, but we just did the ribbon cutting yesterday. Picture. Yeah. So that was really
nice. Where's that one at?
There's one on this side of 243, and there's one on the other side of 243. So up in High Valley on Twin Pines.
Oh, okay.
Twin Pines and Papa Flats. The one in Calamasa is starting to be built. The other one's going to be on agency property in Beaumont. And then the seventh is going to be in High Valley. Or not High Valley, but Banning Heights on the bench back there. So moving right along with those. One of the big things that's coming that I want you guys to be aware of, and I'm trying to get one pagers for you guys for better understanding, is the Sites Reservoir that we're working on. So it's a reservoir above the Delta, and we are the third largest investor in that. So this will ensure water for the area. Hopefully we can get it out here eventually, right? Some of it, right. Find the grants, right? But basically I just hit a year over there. It's been go.
Yeah.
Went
by quick.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like a year.
I know. It really doesn't. I think I added up all my meetings that I went above and beyond and went to. I went to 162 meetings in the past year.
Goodness.
Yeah. Just to get to know everybody, try to get some competence under my belt of everything that's out there. So, I know I did attend the, outside of the agency, but for the agency, I did attend the Cabazon Community Plan. I don't know.
The other day?
Yeah.
Well, and then you guys had him discuss it.
Well, that was for the EIFD, but the Cabazon Community Plan here is different than the EIFD. So the EIFD is just the funding mechanism. Hopefully we'll have a meeting in 2026.
I kind of saw some of that, and I was just like...
I can show you guys pictures if you want. Some of the plans that they have for here, it's talking about Orange Street being a build-over, like a flyover into... what they want to call the center, the community hub, basically, of Cabazon. And
is this like a 50-year plan or something?
I'm not sure. They're zoning it, so when people do want to invest, they're basically plotting out the zones, right? And there I am going, what about the east side? Are we going to make a bridge? What are we going to do for flood control on the east side? Hello? So making sure those got added. It was a livelier bunch, but a different crowd than I usually see come to those things. So, if they have any of those, bring those back. Again, I went there and said, we want dinosaurs. And they were like, yeah, yeah. No, the people here in Cabazon want the dinosaurs. We've embraced it. We love it. We get it. It might be kitschy to somebody else, but we like it. It's us. So, but yeah, I can show you guys some of those pictures afterwards.
That's the problem they have, is they don't care what we want.
Exactly.
None of them care what we want.
Yeah. So it's how they can try to build it.
They take all the information that we write down and send in and everything, and then they still make their own decisions.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've met with Webb and Associates on the design of what the Cabazon's going to look like, and where's the industrial, where's the commercial, and multi-purpose and all that stuff. And they basically had everything, you know, color-coded and zoned. So we have that. I forwarded it to our engineer, so he has all that information. And we've met with Webb & Associates, their engineers, and what they're planning on doing. Of course, the first thing they need to do is figure out where they're going to put the wastewater plant, or if they're going to connect to the Morongo Band of Mission Indians.
And then they're going to put some pumps in.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a lot of stuff. And Cap is like, wow.
Huh.
Did they show us the concept
of
the sculpture?
Our property values are going to go.
Not the sculpture, but it seems like it keeps getting further and further along the more meetings that they have, so.
Cabazon's going to be worth money someday.
It's like a little.
This was the 21st time, right?
Yeah.
About 50 years.
Oh, wow. I did see on the flyer it said downtown area or something like that.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. I hope it's not 50 years. Anyways.
And so you get further along, and they're getting further and further into their design, so, because it's kind of repetitive, you keep going, but it keeps evolving. Each time they're coming back, it's evolving. And it's like, who are you talking? I've never seen the guy who was presenting that time.
I didn't even hear about that meeting.
They sent out flyers. That's how I got it.
Yeah, to property owners.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I should have opened that one.
I thought it was a repeat of.
I got two of them, but I didn't open them.
Yeah, and I know I was making my, like, hey, come to this, but I don't know if that's the right vibe I want to keep giving out, but if it gets people there, it gets people there, you know. But that's my update. Do you guys have any questions?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Oh, guess what?
It's my time, huh?
It's your time.
All right, here we go.
Update from the Cabazon Water District Operations Report.
All right.
At five.
So basically, we just have an end-of-year summary. We didn't have a whole lot of activities in the month of November, so here's what we accomplished in 2025. So, well, four electrical paneling control valves. The installation began on 2002-2025. It has a couple of clay valves that have been installed. We're still waiting for a pilot valve. And we need this little $450 pilot valve in order for those to function. So clay valve is having a hard time getting back to us in a timely manner, and they're going to be closed from December 19th to January 7th. So we've got like 3 days to pin them down. So I've been on vacation. I just got back. The staff are trying to get clay valve to respond, so I may have to give them a little bit of encouragement to respond. So the well 4 electrical panel is underway because we did rehab the well 4 and we updated everything else, and next year we're going to include the SCADA upgrades, so that'll be fully functional. And the reservoirs, all four reservoirs have been inspected, verified, and in good condition during 2025. That's where the divers went in and physically took photos and reports and everything, letting us know that that physical asset is in good shape. So we're in good shape there. And of course, the Bonita Vault and Pressure Regulation Station, that was completed and fully functional. That was quite a project, but we finally got that installed. Clay valve maintenance, the routine maintenance was completed on all required clay valves. So the Cabazon Water District currently has 21 clay valves. And we have a maintenance program, a 3-year rotation, so we try to do 7 clay valves each year because it normally totals anywhere from $18,000 to $20,000 in planned maintenance. The new facility building was completed, construction of a 40 by 60 building, including the new concrete driveway and surrounding concrete sidewalks. That's also been completed. And it has the skylights in there for lighting right now. Next year, we're going to go ahead and do the new Edison service for that. And then, of course, build all the workstations in there, workbench, and all the shelving. Well rehabilitation. So well 1 was completed in 2023. So that's it was rehabbed like 3 years ago, but it malfunctioned and we had to go in there and redo it. It was just past the warranty date, so we had to hire another contractor to go in there and rehab it. So, well, four was financed by RCAC. We got $160,000 loan, 10 years, 5% interest. So that one we did finance. And of course, as we went along, we became more financially stable. So we went ahead and we had a malfunction at well five. So we went ahead and rehabilitated that one. So the only one that remains is well two. It's operating fine, but it's scheduled to be grant funded for a new sounding tube so we can find out what the pumping level is and the static level is. So that'll be grant funded. Of course, when you pull the well, you know, put that sounding tube in, you might as well go ahead and rehab it, right? So you're looking at $150-$160 for that. Technology upgrades. We did a lot of upgrades here at the office. We purchased new desktop computers, servers, and of course, what Evelyn's been working on for quite some time is the implementation of the customer care and billing program from CUSI. That's the Continental Utility Solutions Incorporated. We've paid for that. We paid for the installation. And because, I'll give them a little leeway, because we ordered the new desktops and servers, we were waiting for those to be installed before we went ahead and installed the new customer care and billing program. So I believe all those servers and computers were completed in September. So they were waiting for that. Now we need to, Evelyn's been trying to motivate them, so I guess I need to give them a little motivation this week. And of course, we just finished the water rate study, and the new scheduled rates are to begin in 2026. There's a couple of contracts that we renegotiated, went with different vendors. Visual Edge IT is our new technical server computer company that we deal with, and Platinum Accounting. So the combined annual savings is $33,000 annually. So we save money by finding a new vendor for those programs. And financial growth. At the beginning, before I became general manager, the balance was $1,239,000, and currently, as of this meeting, we have a total cash and investment balance of $2,600,000. So it's we're in good financial shape as we transition to the new general manager, and I'm sure he has a vision on what he wants, what he's going to want to prioritize, and what's essential, and what's going to be needed to help with the growth that's coming this way, because it is coming for sure. As Sarah's following up on, I know all the board meetings are showing all the growth that's coming, so we're pretty much prepared. We have a good staff, and we have the finances to handle it. And the one thing on the EIFD, Riverside County, that funding, we did have a meeting with them, and
after you had brought that up, that
So basically, the funds are going to be available in January of 2027. Is when those ones are finally available. So they're talking about the three different categories, or four different categories, whatever it was, $254 million broken up into water and wastewater are going to be designated for $79 million, this, that, and the other. So I said, okay, we have $15 million worth of projects that we were trying to get grant funded. Can we go ahead and start applying for funds to handle those projects? And he says, the money's not there. You'd have to wait for it to be there.
He was like,
So it's not, they're projecting, that's 45 years how much money you're going to have there. So you're going to have to, I guess you're going to have to watch your balance build. And whatever you're going to need, if you want the pipeline or a new reservoir.
That's not the way they explained it at all.
I know, but this
No, the way they did it at the San Bruno Pass Water Agency meeting, when the guy talked, and especially when their board members started asking questions, he got in a world of hurt. It was totally different than what he had said before.
Yeah, it's not like that the funds are there. They have to build up gradually. I know Temecula did theirs 5 years ago. It's been going 5 years. They haven't seen a dollar of it yet. I know in a meeting that I had with him and me and Mickey, Mickey was asking him about bonds. Can you take bonds out against it so that you can actually do the work first? So right now it's just a slow gathering of those funds, which, you know, we haven't had access to before yet. So hopefully they'll be earmarked properly.
Yeah. But what they were leading us to believe, what was implied,
was there would be money available.
Right, and then you can go ahead, and then as the money came, it would reimburse whatever reserve that was taken from. But that's not the case. So if you're going to collect $30,000 annually from that portion of the taxes that's going to go in there until it finally builds up to $34 million, because it was $79 million for water and wastewater, so I guess whoever else first gets it, right? You at all. But we were going to need a new reservoir for the growth that's coming, so that's $5 million. And then whatever pipelines we need, and of course any kind of contractor that's going to come in, that's an install and convey on them, so they're going to have to help with resources. You know, they're going to have to upgrade our pipes in order to feed that housing tract or industrial center. But we're going to need another well and another reservoir. So the well is in, we're in pursuit of that. So we basically have a mutual agreement with the dinosaur guy, with Bill. He comes in, attends all the meetings. And we met with Riverside County, said, what do we need? What permits do we need? Let's fast track this. Because we need to get, you know, Bill's chomping at the bit. He's saying, okay, we're going to give you the property, but then we're going to need, because he wants to build a few buildings over there, you know, as donating the property. So there's a lot of moving parts on getting that well completed. But that's definitely something that we need. And the EIFD, that's...
sounds like a joke.
It's going to be a bit challenging.
Yeah, because the way they discussed it at the community center and all the public things made it sound like, oh, and we're going to do this and it's going to get done and everything. But when their board members started asking questions, that dude fell apart. And then Michael was on the phone and he's all like, well, how do we get this for the water and everything? And the guy's just going, and it was just like, okay.
Yeah, let's start the application process right now. You know, if that money's going to be available in January of 2027, we already have all the paperwork ready. We've been trying to get grant funding, and they shot us down, said, you're not at risk or you're not at failure, even though they changed the category and says we can use professional judgment. Well, we talked to the head person. They says they're not going to use professional judgment after they voted to use that as an option. So the next president comes in or whatever, you know, 4 years down the road and changes the grant funding opportunities, that's where we're going to be at. So that's all I have.
All right. Well, do we have any public comments?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
No, it's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, it's closed session time.
Okay. Easiest rate study ever. Are you kidding me? You got a flashy.
What happened?
Where's all the 633 going into closed session.